And it says from it, the resentment. You know, Sam's all forms of spiritual disease. And we don't just get mad with one thing. When we get resentful, we're resentful everywhere. That's why we end up with so many resentments on the sheet. So in the first column, we just simply write down, leaving that space is very, very important. Mr. Brown, Miss Jones, the employer, and the wife. All those people, places, institutions with whom we're angry. Now let's look at the second instruction.
I'm sure that Bill had more than four. He probably just didn't want to use any more space in the book. He just listed four of them there.
He said, we ask ourselves why we were angry, period. We go to the second column under the cause and look at the second column. He only uses four or five words to describe the cause. No long dissertations, don't have to write no essays, just four or five words to describe the cause. Well, why is he mad at Mr. Brown? Well, his attention to my wife. Told my wife of my mistress. Brown may get my job at the office. Boy, I don't even know Mr. Brown. I'm already mad at him myself. He's mad at Mrs. Jones. Well, why? Well, she's a nut. She snubbed me. She committed her husband for drinking.
Put his best drinking buddy in the insane asylum. Yep. That's what she did.
He's my friend, and she's a gossip. Now, he's really upset with his employer. Why? Well, he's unreasonable and unjust and overbearing.
Probably said, Bill, where were you all day Monday anyhow? How come you're not on the job?
Threatens to fire me for drinking and padding my expense account.
That's unreasonable as hell, isn't it?
Very narrow-minded individual. Now, he's really upset with his wife. Well, why? Well, she misunderstands and she nags. And she likes old Brown. And she wants the house put in her name. Well, you start trying all that together. It's time to get upset a little bit. But simplicity is the key. Just four or five words describe the cause. Put it down beside each name, top to bottom, all the way down.
For a particular name, there may be only one cause, or there may be multiple causes, as he's shown here. We just very simply put them down in column two. Not only do we know who we're mad at, but we know just exactly why we're mad at them, too. All we got to do is take it out of her head, put it down on this sheet of paper. I filled out the second column. I learned something very, very valuable. I begin to see it's really not them I'm mad at. It's what they've done to me that's got me upset. You know, I can take Mr. Brown out of here, put Mr. Green in, and I'm just as mad at Green if he does the same thing. I take Miss Jones out of here and put Mrs. Smith in here, I'd be just as mad at Smith as I am Jones if she did the same thing. I begin to realize it's not them that I'm really upset with. It's what they've done to me that's got me upset. Now, the reason that's important is I'm getting ready now to start out on a lifetime process of developing the best possible relationship that I can with the world and everybody in it so I can have maximum peace of mind. Part of that relationship is later on, I'm going to ask a bunch of people to forgive me for what I've done. But by the same token, I'm going to have to also forgive people for what they've done. And part of the forgiving starts right here in column two, when I begin to realize it's not them that's got me upset, it's what they've done to me that's got me upset. Very valuable information. Now let's see the third column.
Earlier today, Charlie went over those basic instincts of life, talked about them quite a bit before we did step three. We'll see if you can see those words now. He said, in most cases, it's found that our self-esteem, our pocketbooks, our ambitions, our personal relationships, including sex, were hurt or threatened, so we were sore, we were burned up. On our grudge list, we set opposite each name our injuries. Was it our self-esteem, our security, our ambitions, our personal sex relations, which had been interfered with? We were usually as definite as this example.
I'm not going to get upset with another human being unless they've done something to threaten one of my basic instincts of life. If you threaten my social instinct, self-esteem, personal relationships, etc., that upsets me. If you threaten my security, that upsets me. If you threaten my sex life, that upsets me. I can't get upset unless one of those basic instincts of life has been threatened. So beside of each cause, I write down what part of self is affected here. Let's look at Bill's example. He's mad at Mr. Brown because his attention to my wife. Well, that's a threat to his sex relations. You know, if Brown gets to fooling around his wife and she finds out Brown's better than he is, he may lose out at home. It's also a threat to his self-esteem. What are the people going to think about me if my wife gets to fooling around with Brown and it becomes common knowledge in the neighborhood? He's mad at Brown because he told my wife and my mistress. Now, boy, that's a threat to sex relations. As soon as the wife finds out about it, she cuts him off at home. Then she goes over there and raises hell with a mistress, and he's cut off over there too. No sex relations at all. It's a threat to his self-esteem. Now here we are living in a neighborhood, going to work every day, supporting our wife and children like a fellow ought to, paying our taxes like a good citizen, taking our Boy Scouts out on Saturday afternoon, teaching Sunday school on Sunday morning, and all of a sudden this story about me, my wife, Brown, and my mistress becomes neighborhood gossip. Now, if you don't think that's a threat to your self-esteem, you ask Jimmy Swaggart. You ask Jimmy Baker. You ask that last guy that was up in the White House, he'd tell you about that too. Real threat to your self-esteem.
Bill C.
He's upset. He's upset with Brown because Brown may get his job at the office. Well, that's a threat to his security if Brown gets his job. It's also a threat to his self-esteem. What are other people going to think about me if Brown undercuts me and takes my job away from me? Very carefully, we do that. As I filled out the third column, I think I might have learned the most valuable thing I ever learned in the third column. For the first time in my life, I saw where anger comes from. I've always had a problem with anger, and I've always acted and reacted with anger. Do something that hurts other people, I'd be ashamed of it, and I'd say, I'll never do that again, and turn right around and do it over and over and over and over and over. You can't do anything about a problem until you understand the problem. I never knew where anger came from. I thought it was just one of those feelings that flitted into your mind that you could do nothing about it. Today I realize anger comes from a threat to one of the basic instincts of life. And it's how I choose to react to that threat which is going to determine whether I get angry or not. Now, this lady I'm married to, she's a, if there's such a thing as a black belt, Al-Anon, she's that. She's a great woman. I love her deeply. She's been, she's got 34 years in the Al-Anon program. But, like all human beings, once in a while, she gets sick herself. The Al-Anons don't like to admit that, but they do once in a while. And she'll say or do something to me that threatens one of my basic instincts of life. Now, if my instincts are under control, and if my relationship with God is right, I find I'm able to say, well, the poor old thing, they're sick just like we are. They can't help it any more than we can. And it'll just slide off of my back and won't bother me at all. Now, 2 weeks from now, the same lady does the same identical thing. Only this day, my relationship with God's not quite right. My instincts are a little bit out of kilter, and I react with anger, and I romp, and I stomp, and I raise hell with Barbara and everybody around me all day long. Same lady did the same thing. But I choose to react to it in an entirely different manner. Thank God I've learned that. Because you see, I can't do anything about Barbara. I can't do anything about any other human being on earth. But I can do something about my reaction to them. And if I don't have to get angry and upset, I'm in much less chance of drinking than I would be before this process started. Very valuable information. I've learned three things just by filling out this sheet. First column, I've learned how resentful I really am. How much they control and dominate my thinking. If they do, God can't. Second column, I've learned it's not really them I'm resentful at. It's what they've done to me that's got me resentful. Third column, I've learned it's not even what they've done that's got me resentful. It's how I have chosen to react to it based upon my relationship with God and whether my instincts are under control or not. Very valuable information. Now, we're going to put a couple names up here just to give you an example of how simple this really is.